Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Police Department and Cannon River Task Force agents are investigating a suspected heroin overdose that killed a young Northfield woman. Police officers responded around 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon to a residence in the 500 block of Wilson Court. On arrival, they found 25-year-old Tessa Jean Schultz was deceased. Law enforcement is awaiting the toxicology report from the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office. Recently, there were three Northfielders who were revived by naloxone after overdosing on fentanyl-laced heroin. Chief Monty Nelson noted in the press release that over the last several months, area police and medical professionals have seen many examples of illicit drugs, pills, and or powdered heroin that contained fentanyl or carfentanil. Both of these drugs are often lethal in very small amounts. Nelson once again stressed, if you, a friend, or a family member struggling with opioid addiction, please consider treatment options and obtain naloxone, which is available at area pharmacies. If you find someone in potential overdose or unresponsive, call 911 immediately. Stay on scene, provide CPR, help emergency responders with information and drug details. If you do that, you are protected from prosecution. In the last 6 months, there has been a flood, a fire, and busted pipes and pumps at Northfield's wastewater treatment plant. This latest incident on Monday night had city officials dumping 1 million gallons of sewage into the Cannon River, prompting advisories to not have contact with the water. That warning continues until at least 2 o'clock this afternoon from the plant on Highway 3 downriver to Lake Bilsby. Northfield Public Works Director Dave Bennett said this morning that bacteria levels are getting better and there will be another press release later this afternoon. An alarm at the treatment plant went off at 8 o'clock Monday night. A pipe had broken at the pretreatment building.
The basement was totally full of water. Pumps and controls and everything in the basement had been submerged.
As to how they got to dumping the 1 million gallons of sewage into the cannon from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. on Tuesday.
We really thought it was going to be fully contained within the basement. Everything was still operating at that time, and we were pumping out the basement, getting prepared and monitoring systems, and then we started to have pump failures.
Including backups. Once they failed.
Later in that evening, we finally just had we were too overwhelmed and too inundated. We had to have the discharge in order to get the pumps back online.
He said they don't know why the pumps failed. He said the facility is back on and operating now. Bennett doesn't know how much it will cost. He said the fire in May and the flood earlier this year at the plant are not related. Mayor Pownell also said the incidents are completely unrelated, adding,
"We have a really solid facility. It's a state-of-the-art facility, and it was significantly upgraded in 2000.
That would be 2002. Bennett, Pownell, and Administrator Martig were in studio this morning. One question asked was the reliability of Bolton and Mank, the consultants who audited the system in 2016. That report is online, recommending maintenance in 2021. Pownell's answer was,
"I think the most important thing for us to know and understand at this point is we have really good quality insurance that's covering all of these events. They're doing the necessary research. They're going in, investigating, trying to find the cause. Our job at that point is to ensure that we have the necessary procedures that are in place to ensure something doesn't happen again."
The league investigator still has not determined how the fire started. Pownell said that since the insurance company is going to pay the over $5 million in damages BioSolids building after the fire,
that was already going to be covered in our CIP. It's now will be covered by our insurance. So that's a major expenditure that our community will not have to pay for.
The city is covered by the League of Minnesota Cities, which cities throughout the state pay for, which comes from taxpayers. The full interview is online at kymnradio.net. KYMN will continue to monitor the issues. And Senator Rich Dreheim and Representative Bob Vogel will hold a public town hall listening session in New Prague on Monday morning from 7:30 until 9 o'clock. The forum will be held at the New Prague City Hall on Central Avenue in the second floor City Council chambers. All are welcome to attend. News from around the state is next.